is as well. Thank you, Chris. Is Charlie with us now?
Hey, thanks, Roman. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Chris?
Yeah.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, man.
Awesome. Did you have any questions on how the service works that my mapping coordinator was talking to you about?
Well, I pretty much understand. It's like it's just a search, you know, search engine that, you know, that pops up, you know, my company, you know, when you put in, you know, painting or remodeling.
Yeah, so if somebody were to say, like, some interior designing or let's just say, like, a bathroom remodel company near me,
yeah.
Your company would populate to that first page, and then that's
mm-hmm.
where they can find you and call you directly. They would also be able to see some
mm-hmm.
of the pictures that you'd be able to post on your Google Business profile, and they could also
mm-hmm.
access your website from there, too. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Is your website CAM Painting and Remodeling?
No, it's actually camservicesKC.com.
Okay. That's what I'm on. I was just reading the logo then. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on that page. Cool. And how do people see your work right now? Do you have like a Facebook or anything where you put a before and afters on there?
You know, all of our stuff is referral stuff.
Okay.
So like 99% of all of our work is referral stuff. But it does help, even doing referral stuff, it does help, you know, to present, you know, on the first page.
Right.
When you're doing referral stuff, because people do go to our website, you know, and when friends tell them about, you know, our company.
Right. Yeah. And it's easier for them to find you. Especially, you know, like you said, if when somebody refers you to somewhere, the first thing you do, you're like, okay, cool. Let me look them up, see what they're all about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just how it works. Yeah, I mean, that's how anybody does it, really.
That's the new day and age, huh?
Yep. That's just the way it is.
Okay. So right now you kind of keep like a tight mile radius, correct? Do you go into Kansas City,
yeah.
or do you go to like Blue Springs, Missouri? How far do you
yeah,
go?
Yeah, Blue Springs, I mean, like 25 miles is about, that covers as far as I really want to go.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I'm in Lee Summit right now.
Okay. I know somebody
so
that lives
kind
in
of
Blue
my,
Springs, so.
Yeah. So Blue Springs is pretty close. There's $30 right there.
Yeah, I see that. So how the listing on Google works is that we have that available spot just for one company that does, you know, the remodeling painting services right now. But
mm-hmm.
it really only keeps you in that local area. So if that's really where you're looking to stay, you'll definitely be there on that first page when somebody does search your services. So
mm-hmm.
Google only allows that listing to go out maybe 15 miles at max. You're looking
mm-hmm.
more on the low end, 5 miles, and right in between is 10 miles. So anybody that's searching for your service in that area, that's where
mm-hmm.
you're going to populate. That's why I asked if go ahead.
And that's fine. That's fine with me. Actually, the closer, the better, really.
Okay. Yeah. So we have, I see you have a Google Business profile already. It's just the name
mm-hmm.
on it is just CAM, correct?
I'm not even sure.
That's where I got your website
sounds
from.
Right.
So I would say yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, so you already have one set up, which is good. So you're already verified on there. You are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So all we would do is we would help you clean this up because there's really no – it's very bland. It's really plain. Nobody knows what you really do just from looking the Google Business profile up. So we would
mm-hmm.
populate some pictures on there, and then we would actually help you get reviews. Like you said, word of mouth
uh-huh.
is the biggest deal for you. So if those word of
yeah.
mouth people can leave you a good review on the internet, on your Google Business profile, now
yeah.
more people will see that and they'll want to do business with you from there. Because now they can see the type of work you do, and then they can see
right.
the type of customers you've done work with.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I had somebody that put a 1-star review on my company, and we never even worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, the other thing was, it's like, how do you get that removed? Because it's like, it was somebody that worked for me that was just a disgruntled, you know, employee that was actually stealing money from the company.
Wow.
is what the deal was. And when they got confronted with it and, they ended up, you know, getting fired, they put a 1-star review on my company, which, you know, I mean, it affects your rate quite a bit because I don't have a whole bunch of reviews, you know?
Right. I don't see any reviews on your Google business profile. You actually have no reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So did they leave that maybe like on the Yelp page, or were you doing some type of Angie's List or something like that?
It was on Google. It was on my web. It shows when you look on my profile, you know, my Google profile, when you look at reviews, I mean, it
mm-hmm.
shows 1-star from T and Lenexa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, the only thing that I see is as a consumer looking at your business profile, I don't
mm-hmm.
see any reviews. So they might have taken it down or deleted it or something, but from me looking at your Google business profile, I don't see any bad reviews here. It literally looks like you just opened it.
Yeah.
It looks brand new. That's what I was saying. So
yeah, see, and I've had that for a long time too.
Yeah, yeah. It's just never been populated one, and it's never been
mm-hmm.
set up correctly. So like I said, we can populate you to the first page. Also, we'll ask for your pictures, so that way people that's going there can see those pictures. They're more inclined to click on your website and see the beautiful website that you have as well. And then they're more inclined to call you as well. We can help you manage the reviews, okay? So when you're done with the job, we can say, hey, thanks for choosing Cam to repaint your house or to remodel your bathroom. Can you leave us a 5-star review
mm-hmm.
on the services that we gave you? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're starting to build your review little by little.
Mm-hmm.
And now it just looks really good when you're on that first page and you have those reviews, because now, you know, people can actually see, like I said, the customers you worked with. And it could just be,
mm-hmm.
oh, you did my aunt's house down the street. I didn't even know. And I see the review and her name's there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, have you ever done anything like this before, or has it just been like just all word of mouth?
It's been all word of mouth, really.
Okay.
I mean, I did the website and everything. And then, let's see, I did the website and everything. And then I really hadn't paid much attention to it, mm-hmm. just because of, you know, we're busy all the time. We're not, people come to us. We don't go looking for work. So.
Well, that's good. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I see something really quickly. I'm looking. So just for instance, just in Green Valley alone, is that where you're at? You're in Green Valley?
No, I'm in Lee's Summit now. I just moved, so.
Lee's Summit. Okay. So your business Google profile is still has the old address of you being in Green Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need to see my. I'm in Lee Summit.
Okay.
I don't know that I really want to publish my home address. That's the only thing that is a little problematic for me.
Yeah, it would be for me too. I wouldn't want anybody to know where I live.
Yeah. And so, I mean, cause people are crazy. I mean, unfortunately.
Especially the time we live in, huh?
Yeah.
So you're not going to have your address, published to the world there. What it is just for Google's purposes to make sure that they're populating you in the right area. So your address mm-hmm. actually gets hidden. The only thing that would pop up is just the zip code and Lee Summit. That way people mm-hmm. know that you're in Lee Summit and not in Greenville anymore. Or Green Valley.
Yeah.
That's the only
Green
thing.
Valley, yeah.
Yeah, we don't, cause I know you're not, remodeling, you're picking up people's bathroom and taking them to your house and then, you know, fixing it
yeah.
there and then putting it back, right? You're not doing that kind of stuff. Right.
Right? Yeah, no, we don't do that.
That's kind of impossible.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how that works. We would just make sure that your addresses are correct with Google. That way you don't get like a suspended account. And then you would start mm-hmm. populating in Lee Summit. Okay. Now, with that, it would just be that local area. So like I said, 5 to 10 miles max is what you'll probably be. So you'll start getting jobs that are more local to you, and you really don't have to go out to that 20, 25-mile radius like you don't want to, right?
Yeah. No, we really don't. I mean, I go a little bit further for customers that I work for already.
Okay.
My bread and butter customers, but new customers, no, I won't go very far at all.
Okay. Yeah. So this would be perfect for you then because, it just, like I said, it just keeps you right in that local area. And then somebody that searches your service, they'll find you in Lee Summit now instead of you probably getting calls if anybody's coming from Google. They're not calling you from Green Valley anymore.
Yeah. So what are you talking about as far as money? Because I can, if you tell me what it's going to cost, and then I'll tell you just flat out yes or no.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything we do here.
And I won't waste your time.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I don't want to waste yours either. So let's get into it. Everything that we do is a month-to-month basis, okay? So we have a flat fee of getting your Google Business Profile all fixed up, and then obviously, you know, changing the address so you populate in the right area, put you on the first page, and then we keep you on that first page with the services you offer. We only charge a low fee of $199 month-to-month to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there is no setup fee because you already have a Google Business Profile, which you are ahead of so many people that I've talked to. Most people don't even have a Google Business Profile that we talk to a lot.
Right.
So we have to do a lot of legwork with Google. All we have to do here is just make sure you are populating in the right area, and right now you're not. And it's just because you have the wrong address. Now, we can spice things up a little bit. We are going to help you with those reviews, right? You'll also have a tracking system built for you. So you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for. You'll be able to see how well Google is performing, right, on that first page, how many clicks you're getting from there. And then it is an option for you. It doesn't cost you any more or less. It's in the package of a $199, we could also track the calls coming from Google. Now, there would be a Google phone number, so that would be directed to your phone, obviously, but that way we can track, like, what kind of leads are coming in, and then we can see if they're valuable customers or not.
Yeah. Okay.
So we can,
I'd say for $200 a month, I think that I could, there's no contract.
No contract. It's just month to month. So for us to get everything set up and everything. Now, I do want to be super transparent with you, Chris, because like I said, we don't want to waste each other's time. This does take a little bit of time. Now, you do have a Google Business profile, which is good, but we are going to have to make sure everything is in cahoots with Google, right? So it will take around 30 to 45 days for you to get on that first page, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so you want to get all signed up today, and then that way I can get you on an onboarding call with my team, so that way we make sure we have the services you offer.
We can do that. Yeah, we can do that. I tell you what, let me do this. I got a credit card I can give you right now.
Yes, I got to make sure your business information is correct here first, because like my father says, do it right the first time so we don't have to go back and do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? It takes three times as long to do it half-assed and then have to go back. I'm the same way.
Exactly. You guys must have grew up in the same era.
Yeah, you work twice as hard. It's like, if you're going to do something, do it right, or don't even waste your time.
That's what he tells me all the time. So I live by that. So let me see. So your business name is Can Painting and Remodeling, correct?
Yes, Incorporated.
Okay, I'm going to put that on there. Okay, and then what's the correct address?
Okay, the correct address is 4824 Northeast Jamestown Drive, Lee Summit, Missouri, 64064. You see all those bucks out there? There's like four or five of them. Look, they're all right. They're huge.
Okay, Chris, and what's your last name?
Moore.
Moore?
M-O-O-R-E.
Oh, M-O-O-R-E. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Moore. And then what's the email address so you'll get everything in writing that we talked about here?
It's info@camservicesKC.com.
Okay. And then we're going to put the tracking number on there for you, okay? So the contact number for us to get a hold of you as well, a good number is the 816-255-5348, correct?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, beautiful.
And if I don't answer, sometimes I turn my phone off where it doesn't pick up. Unknown callers go straight to voicemail.
Okay.
So you just leave a message and I'll call you back.
Yeah. Well,
so what's the name of your company again?
Yeah, our company's name is Local Splash. We'll also send you some text messages as well. So if you don't answer, we'll be like, hey, Chris, we try to reach out to you. We have some updates on your Google Business profile. Here you go. And then you'll be able to take a look at it. And then you'll be able to either call us back if you want to as well.
Yeah, now I'll be gone next week. Gone all week next week, but I'll be back the following week, and then I can get you whatever, you whatever information, pictures and all that stuff, whatever you need.
Okay. That's fine. What I'll do is I'll set up the CI for Monday. Does that work? Not next Monday, because obviously you're not going to be there next week. We'll do it for the following week, and I'll send you an email with the Google calendar in there as well. I'll be CC'd on there, and then my tech team will be on there as well.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
let's touch base then, because I know I will be busy when I get back.
Yeah.
Usually the best time to catch me is like in the afternoon.
Okay. So maybe we could set a schedule like in the afternoon, kind of like today, And then that way it's a set schedule. So, I mean, they're just going to need like 30 to 45 minutes. They're going to make sure, like I said, everything is correct there. And then that way, because they're populating you to that first page too. So, for the billing information for your card, is that what you're going to use?
Yeah, the billing information is the same for my card, yeah.
Okay. Is it for the name on there? Is it just Chris Moore, or is it your company name?
It's the company name. It's my name and the company name.
Okay, gotcha. And then it's the same address as well, correct?
Right, right.
Okay, and then for the payment card, is it going to be a MasterCard? Is it going to be a Visa, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and then I'm ready when you are for the long number.
Okay, it's going to be 4873010100182433.
Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Yep.
Okay. It's 4873010100182433.
You got it.
Okay. And then your expiration date on that?
It's going to be 10/26.
Okay, and then for your security code?
546.
Okay, and then, Chris, we protect our clients here just like we protect ourselves. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So every time you call in, we're going to ask you this security question. You're going to answer it with the obviously the answer. But that's going to know that, with the answer, that's going to tell us that we know that it's you that's really calling. Nobody's pretending to be you. And then you also know that it's us that's calling, because we're always going to ask that question. So I have three questions.
Right.
You can have one of them, okay? You can either have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do first pet's name.
Nice. Okay. And what's the name?
Sugar.
Sugar. Was Sugar a dog?
Yes, Sugar was a dog.
Okay. What kind of dog was Sugar?
She was kind of a mutt. She was kind of a long-haired, kind of looked like a Lassie, kind of a mutt version of Lassie.
Okay, interesting. The mutts for a dog are always the best, because you get different types of characters.
yeah, that was our first dog. So,
and you, I couldn't. You have a dog right now?
Yeah, I have two German Shepherds.
Oh wow, right, beautiful. Do they get a little crazy when they see the deer and the buck out there?
You know, if they're too close, they do. They're like on the other side of a pond. There's like six huge bucks that are like right on the other side of the pond.
Wow.
There's this one area that they just like to, they're all like seriously like 14, 16 point bucks. They're humongous.
Wow. Yeah, that is massive.
So, yeah, I swear they almost look like elk. But,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if they're right outside our fence, I mean, they'll kind of start raising hell a little bit, but sometimes they'll come and eat the grass right outside the fence. And,
that's so cool to see,
know,
though.
Dogs, they'll start whining and stuff, but, but they don't. they start whining, and the deer are like, the hell with this. They take off running.
That's funny. My dad lives in
Washington.
And they
usually don't come back. Yeah.
They usually don't come back because they get scared?
Well, they usually don't come back for a few days at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they see the dogs. They're like, uh-oh. My dad has he has a Cocker Spaniel, like a full-breed Cocker Spaniel. Looks like the dog from Lady and the Tramp. And he lives in Washington on 2 acres. Well, he'll have deer that come just walking in, and my dad's dog will chase them around the yard. Well, my dad's dog isn't fast enough, so comes wandering back all sad because never got the deer, and the deer just, like, hops over the fence all easy and just teases the dog.
Exactly. It's like, your legs are way too short. You're not going to catch that deer.
You'll see the deer, like, going, like, from tree to tree, like, bouncing, and then you'll see the dog, like, 20 yards back, like, full sprint after. It's hilarious. And they just tease it all the time. They just tease her.
That's funny.
All the exercise she gets, though. So, all right, Chris. I got everything here. The only thing that I want to do two more things here. One thing is I'm going to take you through a voice verification. Reason being is I have you on a discounted pre-agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice as well. So I'm just going to walk you through this really quick. If you don't understand something, just do me a favor and just say, you know, hey, Charlie, I don't understand that question. Can you rephrase it for me? And I'll absolutely do that for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process a transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cam Painting and Remodeling.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Moore, President and Owner Operator.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Chris, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As an added result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's sugar, okay, when we call you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. So that number that's going to be calling you, we will have, this is our support service that's going to be calling you as well with account manager. It's going to come from an 877 number. So it's going to be 877-635-6225. All right.
Say that again. I can put it in my phone.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Sure.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which will be September 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 1st in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, so what I want to do really quickly, Chris, is I know you're not going to be here next week. What's a good time for my tech team to get a hold of you so that way we can make sure we have everything?
The best time to catch me is in the afternoon, or I would probably need to be home in front of my computer. So if you guys could reach out to me and set up something, you know, like late afternoon, one day, not this coming week, but the following week.
Okay.
We can, you know, that way I can have my, you know, computer in front of me and be home. So.
Okay. The latest, what if we do, Monday, and you can maybe put in your schedule right now, and I'll put in mine, and I'll also send you an email on this, so that way you can accept it. What if we do Monday at 5 p.m.? And that's Monday the 11th.
Let me look at my planner real quick.
Okay, because I know you're not going to be here next week, so we can set it up for the 11th, and that's Monday at 5 p.m. That way you'll have time to be home as well.
Okay, so let's see. Let me get to my end of September. Actually, Tuesday the 12th works better for me.
Okay.
If we can do Tuesday the 12th, what time?
You want to do 5 p.m. Tuesday the 12th?
Yeah, I can do 5 o'clock.
Okay. That way you have time to be home in front of your computer. And it's evening time as well.
Yeah, because Monday is going to be a hell day for me because I'm going to be coming back from being gone. So I probably will end up working late that day.
Okay. No worries. We'll definitely
Tuesday is much better. The 12th.
Okay. Okay. Tuesday the 12th. I'm going to send you an email right now.
Okay.
That way you can accept it, and you'll have it there as well. So you'll get like a notification saying, hey, Tuesday the 12th, 5 p.m., don't forget, we have the onboard meeting with you.
Okay. Okay.
Just give me one second. I'm trying to I'm sending that right to you right now. I have to create it. I'm a slow typer.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, me too. That's all right.
As people call it, the one finger typer.
Yeah, it's like a chicken.
A
chicken getting a snack.
Yeah. That's so true. Okay, so. I just sent that over to you, so you should have an email there.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll print it out.
Yeah, print that out, and then they'll be there for you. And then I just need to make here. And then you can accept it, too. Like I said, you can click the yes button, and it'll give you notifications as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I did.
And, okay.
Good. Yeah, it's on my calendar.
Okay. All right, once this transfers, I'm just reaching out to tech support really quickly. Give me one second.
Okay.
Because they're supposed to send out, you'll receive a text message right now, and I want you to get everything in writing. But for some reason, why? computer is acting really slow. So I'm just waiting to hear back from my tech team. So that way they can send you out a text message and then also the emails.
Okay.
All right, they just got back to me. They're just doing it. They're sending me everything right now for you. Usually it goes out automatically, but for some reason, we just had a, you know, technology. Sometimes it just goes slow.
Yeah, and, and it makes people dumber, really. it's not making the world any smarter.
Right? Especially with all these robotic stuff, you're like, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Yeah. Well, you said you're going out of town next week. Where are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going down to, around the Ozarks, Springfield.
Okay.
And, Branson, around that area.
Okay, nice. Any special plans out there? You guys just going just to relax?
Just going to just chill. Just road tripping.
Nice. That's always the best. Get away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Or the week for you. You're taking a long week off.
Yeah. No pressure. Just chill. We'll go decide where we're going to go. Couple days ahead of time and then book a room, get in the truck and go.
There it is. Nice. Do they have things to do there, or is it just
there's quite a bit of stuff to do there. We're gonna get a boat and get a boat for the day and go fishing and go cruising around the lake, so
nice. Fishing's always cool. What are you guys, what's out there? Bass? Some bass? Are you guys?
Table Rock
okay.
Lake is a pretty clear lake. Yeah. I mean, there's bass. I mean, I fish for, you know, big catfish and I fish for bass and walleye and stuff. I've kind of done
nice.
The whole.
Hello?
Oh, gamut,
okay, there
you
go. Gotcha. Okay. So, Chris, I just got back from my check team, which is good. You should have received a message, and it should say your text message coming from the 877 number, if you can check right now. Speaker. It says, Chris, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. Okay.
Yeah,
There's a link right there that says my.localsplash.com/terms. Click that link. And it's going to take you to our terms and conditions. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay. Now you just got there's a bunch of stuff on here. So you just got the local only, like I said. So it's that Google Business Profile Optimization, that first one right there. But when you scroll all the way down, there's a little checkbox here that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder. Click that and then sign your name at the bottom. You're just going to have to type it and then click confirm signature. And it's going to take you to a login form where it's going to have a password and username. Just let me know when you're there.
Okay, username.
Yes. Okay, so that was that tracking system that I told you that we're going to build for you. You'll get that within 5 to 7 days, okay? So you should have that when we have that onboarding call, because we're going to have you when you come back from vacation, okay?
So do you guys create a username, or do you want me to do this, or do I need to create this account now?
No. No, we're going to create it because we have to create the back-end stuff. So once we start creating your business profile and getting everything correct there, everything's going to show up in that area. Now, we're going to send you a email with the login credentials for that one, okay? So be a lookout for the email.
Okay.
It's going to come to you in about 5 to 7 days, all right?
Okay, yeah, that'll be perfect.
Awesome. All right, Chris, I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We are like a family here, so we are going to treat you like family, and we're going to help you out to get you to that first page of Google for the services you offer, all right?
Cool.
Awesome. Do you have any further questions for me that I can answer for you right now?
No, I think we're good, man. Where are you guys located?
Okay.
Where are you located at?
We're located in California, so right here by the beach on Huntington Beach, if you've ever been here. We're two cities in. It's called Fountain Valley. That's where we're located. Orange County, California. Yeah. It's okay.
Sounds cool.
We got to pay high taxes.
Yeah. I hear that.
So
man. Well, that sounds good. That sounds good, buddy. Well, have a good weekend, man.
You too. Enjoy your week and enjoy your time at the lake. And, we'll talk when you get back. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, Chris. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.